remember real pain? Do you remember yellow t-shirt stains? And how it felt when you walked empty hallways? If you remembered, yeah, if you remembered, you wouldn't act this way. Drives you out, gets in the way.
Open your ear balls. You are listening to the Unblinking Ear Podcast, the clatter that matters. My name is Paul Bruno, your host and curator, back with another edition of the podcast, doing it on time, 2 weeks after the last one. Hopefully back to some sort of normal schedule if my life continues to be somewhat normal. But you don't care about that. And why should you? What you should care about is the great music we just heard, such as the song we just heard from The Cats. We heard a song called Holes. That's from a new cassette called Grave Desecrator Plus 4. Came out last month on the Fast Forward label, which I believe is the Cats' own label. Five-song cassette, which you may have guessed from the title. Cat's Hell from Philly put out a very good LP last year, and this new cassette release is available as a Name Your Price download from the band's Bandcamp. That's thecatsusa.bandcamp.com. You can head on over there, download this five-song EP at a price that is acceptable to you. Before that, we heard from Real Numbers with Up and About. That's from another cassette that came out on the No Problem label earlier this year. It's a two-song cassette single, and it even comes in a card sleeve. I assume like an old single. It's kind of neat. It's a part of a subscription series from the No Problem label. Only 25 copies were made. But fortunately, it is also a Name Your Price download. You can go to noproblemrecords.bandcamp.com to grab that. And I tell you what, I've been sitting on this Real Number song for a while. I wanted to play it since, I think, January. Nah, probably not that long, but it came out in January. But I'm playing it now because it ties in to something, which is that Real Numbers are playing Big Quiet's record release show. And if you've been listening to this podcast, you probably heard me talk about Big Quiet and Unblinking Ear Records. And we've put out Big Quiet's first 7-inch. The release show is this Friday at Pine Box Rock Shop. That's tomorrow, if you're listening to it on the day this podcast is released. If you're listening to the day after, it's tonight. And if you're listening to it after that, it's too late. But it's Friday, July 17th at Pine Box Rock Shop. Big Quiet, of course, will be playing, along with Real Numbers, and also Sunshine in the Rain from Jersey City, and Swivs, another Unblinking Ear artist. So if you're in the area, come on down and check that out. And if you're not, I don't know what to tell you. Head on over to the Unblinking Ear Bandcamp and buy the Moore and Dana 7-inch there from Big Quiet. All right, I've unplugged that enough for now, so let's move on. Before Real Numbers, we heard from Rat Columns with Do You Remember Real Pain? Which I'm saying like it's a question, because it is. And that's from a 12-inch of the same name that just came out on the Adagio 830 label. Five-song 12-inch, Rat Columns, originally from Perth, Australia. They are the project of David West of Frank Xerox and Total Control. And I believe he was in San Francisco for a while and now is based in Berlin. So he's all over the map, quite literally. But yeah, terrific new EP from them. They've got another 12-inch coming out later this month, apparently. Part of that, we heard from Negative Scanner with Would You Rather. That's from their self-titled debut album, which just came out on the Trouble in Mind label. Negative Scanner, hail from Chicago, feature former members of Tyler, John Tyler. They put out a couple of terrific 7-inches that I played here on the podcast, and finally have an album from them, and I'm just very pleased. This record's great. I would recommend you go check it out, as I do all the records I play here, but especially this one. This one, I don't know, Trouble in Mind, between this and the Dick Diver LP, they've secured some spots in my top 10 for the year. Speaking of another record that'll probably make my top 10 for the year, The Hussy. They have a new album called Galore. And we heard a track from it called Made in the Shade. That's new on Southpaw, fourth LP from this Madison, Wisconsin duo. And this record's kind of a departure for them. Just much more expansive sound. And I think better songwriting, frankly. Not their old records were all that shabby or anything, but definitely songwriting's improved. The sound is a little different, and I really dig it. So if you listened to the Hussy before and thought, that's okay, maybe not my thing, you should check out this new LP, Galore, from the Hussy. At the top of the set, we heard from Radioactivity with Pretty Girl. That's from their new album, Silent Kill. Just came out on Dirtnap, second LP from them, featuring Jeff Burke and Mark Ryan of the Marked Men, and Dan Freed. Is that how you say his name? Maybe. He of Bad Sports and Video. Radioactivity very much continuing in the footsteps of the Marked Men. And with two former members, it sort of begs the question, why don't they just get the band back together? I don't know. But they're happy doing Radioactivity, and I'm happy for them doing Radioactivity. Okay, so that's it for that set. Let's get back into the music. Here's something new from Wet Dog here on the Unblinking Ear podcast.
Mm-hmm. podcast au nez. Handicapé du relationnel. Les femmes sont bien toutes les mêmes. Handicapées. Elles n'ont que ces mots à la bouche. Du relationnel. Je sais bien que j'ai des problèmes. Handicapées. Pas besoin d'en remettre une couche. Du relationnel. Handicapées. Handicapé. Handicapé. Handicapé du relationnel.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Unblinking Ear podcast, and we just heard from Uniform with Buyer's Remorse. That's from their new album, Perfect World, their debut LP, out now on the 12XU label. Uniform, New York City band, featuring members of The Men, Pygmy Shrews, and Drunk Driver. And certainly, if you like those bands, you will definitely like... Well, if you like the early Men stuff and Pygmy Shrews and Drunk Driver, you should be pretty into this Uniform LP. Very noisy. Before that, we hear from Broken Talent with I'm Dead. That's from a new collection called Broken Talent Rules No One, out now on the Total Punk label. 1984-85 recordings from this Miami, Florida band. I think that's it. Maybe some from 86, but... sounds about right. During their lifetime, they put out a 7-inch and 2 sets, as well as some compilation cuts. Very, you know, typical of punk rock bands at the time. U.S. punk rock, hardcore, whatever you want to call it. And Broken Talent featured future members of Bunny Brains and Harry Pussy, which I was not aware of when I was listening to this record, but it makes perfect sense to sort of... familiar with the work of those bands, you can definitely see this Broken Talent record as a, you know, precedent? A precedent? I don't know what exactly how you'd say it, but an embryonic version of either of those bands. How about that? But yeah, it's great, great stuff. I do recommend you go check that out. Prior to that, Pierre and Bastien with Handicap. Well, I should try to say it the French way. Handicap? I don't know. Whatever. That's from the new album, Que de Bonheur. Again, my French, awful. Out now on the Polly Magoo label. Second LP from this band from Paris. 600 copies pressed. Also, a Name Your Price download at pierreetbastien.bandcamp.com. And great French punk rock. The French can do punk rock. You wouldn't think they could, but they can. Before that, Awesome You Dance with Mates Rates. That's a new 7-inch on the Hozak label. Awesome You Dance. Hail from Geelong, Australia. Just put another single out, a split with the Housewives, which I think I played a couple podcasts ago. Maybe they've got a new LP coming soon. I don't know, but... never seems to be a shortage of Awesome Mutants records. And at the top set, we heard from Wet Dog with Message. That's from their new album, Divine Time, out now on Upset the Rhythm. Third LP from this band, first in 5 years. So good to have this London group back. So check out Divine Times on Upset the Rhythm. All right, that's about it for this edition of the podcast. I will let you know you can follow me on Twitter at UnblinkingEar. Always rate and review the podcast on iTunes via the iTunes store if you'd like. And, of course, check out unblinkingearrecords.bandcamp.com for all the Unblinking Ear Records releases, such as one we're going to hear right now to close out the podcast. I mentioned earlier, Big Quiet has their record release show this Friday, July 17th at the Pine Box Rock Shop with Swivs, Real Numbers, Sunshine in the Rain. Hopefully you're hearing this before the show happens and you're in the area and you can come to the show, check out the bands, pick up the 7-inch. And that's all there is to it, I guess. We are going to play the B-side of the 7-inch, the Morin Dana 7-inch. Played the A-side a few podcasts ago. Now I'm playing the B-side. It's like I'm giving the whole thing away for free. But you people, I know, you want the vinyl. What you do. Anyway, here it is, Big Quiet, the B-side of the Morin Dana 7-inch. Here is Style and Pace. Thank you for listening, everybody, and take care.